episode 16-2. Time to go 1-0 in the East Final against Montreal. Plus, a few more goes garnered, some All-Star and Award nominee selections. Crack those cold ones. It's the Argos Fancast. You can find us at Argos Fancast or anywhere you find your friendly neighborhood podcast. Just search Argos Fancast or go directly to Spotify, type in Argos Fancast, and we're right there. They host us, so why not go there? I am Clay Chisholm. You can find me at All Kinds of Clay. And joining us as well, but not always, but he's taking a break from his professional development. He is our resident historian from ArgoFans.com, the VP of Football Operations, Will Gertler, MBA.
Hi, everybody. You can find me on Twitter at ArgoFans or check out www.ArgoFans.com.
And from the Double Blue Order, Sir Douglas of House Ballinger, second of his name, Lord of Section 116, Warden of the South Side, and Protector of the Realm.
How's it going, everyone? We got an East Final to prepare for. This, how exciting is that? You can find me on Twitter, X, whatever the hell it's called, at DougB519, and on Threads as well. You can find the Double Blue Order rousing everybody up at Section 116. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go have a look. See if you try to find it, but you'll find us. And we also have a merch store. We also have a merchandise store. Go check it out. Got tons of stuff there. DoubleBlueOrder.ca.
Well, we've got a few things to talk about. Let's, we finished the season 16-2 with a win by a lot of the backups in Ottawa, 27-22. Cameron Dukes got his first 300-yard passing game, threw for one touchdown and two picks in there. Cameron Dukes caught eight balls for. Or sorry, Cameron Dukes was the leading runner.
I was about to say, like, I don't remember him passing any balls to himself. He's not Nelson Muntz.
No, it'd be cool if he did, though.
Well, true. Yeah, that would have made the highlight reel for sure.
Yeah, he was a leading runner. Eight carries, 39 yards.
I feel like somebody did pass to themselves recently. Maybe the NFL, might have been CFL. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if you would call those onside punts passing to yourself. That's what I mean, but yeah, who knows? There's been a lot of flea flickers lately in all over football. So yeah, Argos didn't do a whole lot of rushing on the day. Cameron Dukes led the way 39 yards. Daniel Adetoboye had 8 yards. Javon Leak had one. Deontay McMahon unfortunately had minus one, but he did have a touchdown. Through
on,
the
on seven carries.
Yes.
Not a good day. Well, you could. Oh no, it wasn't a good day at the office for him, even with the touchdown.
I think he fumbled too, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through the air, David Ungerer. 6 catches, 88 yards. Dejon Brissett, a nice long 61-yard catch for a touchdown. Richard Sindani had 5 catches, 57 yards. Tommy Neal, 4 catches, 34. Jeremiah Hadle, 1 catch for 34 yards. Carlton Agudosi, 3 catches, 32 yards. And then Adebaboye had 1 for 6. And Cam Phillips had 1 for 5. Well, I guess we didn't miss a beat with the distribution of the ball, with Kelly sitting on the bench there, because a lot of people got a lot of looks. As far as the defense goes, Darius Pickett 8 tackles and a sack. Jamal Peters had 5 and 2 tackles for a loss. Benji Franklin had four tackles and a pick and a forced fumble. Jordan Williams, four tackles, two tackles for loss. Where are we? Jonathan Jones had four and a sack. Mason Pierce had four, an interception, four touchdown, and a fumble recovery. Jonathan Edward had three. Thomas Costigan had three. What else we got? Robbie Smith had a couple. Brandon Barlow had a couple and a sack. Sean Oakman had one. Flo Ormalade, Deontay Knight, Royce Mechie, all had one as well. So shared the load stats-wise on the defense as well. And it was a nice game. It was nice to finally see a game at TD Place. I haven't seen a game there since it was Ivor Wynn and.
Wait, what? You mean Frank Clair?
You're not Frank. Wow, I am really off today. Since it was Frank Clair, Lansdowne, you want to call it.
Before you came on, did you put your head on a baseball bat and ran in place for like 17 times or something? Because you've got no sense of direction right now.
Oh man, I must have done something, but it probably wasn't spinning on a baseball bat because 17 times I would not be able to do this show. Three or four times I may not be able to do this show. It was nice to see a game at TD Place because I haven't been to a game there since the 04 Grey Cup. So, but every time I've gone there, the Argos have won. So
keep coming.
Yeah.
Keep coming with us on roadies, bro.
Yep. Do we even want to do a good and the bad and the ugly from this?
Nah.
What's this game, point? It was kind of, let's see what else we got. Give a lot of people rest.
Yeah, pretty much. So, what's really, what's the point for this one anyway? It was the final game of the year. It didn't matter. The one that matters is coming up on Saturday.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but, I mean, the only thing that really mattered out of this was the ceremonial tying of the best record in CFL history in the regular season, but that means absolutely nothing if we don't win the Grey Cup.
Well, as I think Tom Berenger put it in Major League, we've only got to do one thing. That's win the whole fucking thing. We've gone this far. Let's keep it going.
Yep. And we, last week we got to sit back and watch who's going to play us. Montreal bested Hamilton 27-12. And Hamilton at times looked like they didn't even want to be there.
What were they expecting to happen? Because Montreal already played Hamilton more tougher than we did, than the Argos did. And, you know, Hamilton just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. And Montreal gave them a few opportunities. They couldn't capitalize. And oof.
Well, we're going to play Montreal. The only thing that I want to say about that game, and I'm not even going to drop a flag on this. I should, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say one last thing about Mr. Edwards. I told you so.
You friggin' meathead.
How long have I been?
What a friggin' weapon this guy is. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's the, I mean, like.
More or less condemned him after the final that one year.
Yep. And then he tries to, after the fact, say that, well, the guy was holding his face mask.
That doesn't warrant you friggin' tossing him to the ground.
By his face mask.
By his face mask.
Like, that's how you seriously injure somebody. And yeah, I didn't hear if anybody got suspended out of there, but
no, I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, normally that comes out on Wednesday, so
we're recording on a Tuesday, so
yeah, and I would agree wholeheartedly with Jason Moss when he yelled at the official. If one of my guys gets fucking suspended because of that asshole, then we got a problem.
That's a CRTC fine for TSN.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think there's always at least one or two fines from every game now lately with so many mics around.
Mm.
But yeah.
That's got to be it for Chris. I mean, I just don't envision Chris next year.
No, I don't think there's any logical reason any other team could have for signing him.
In any league.
No. I think his professional playing days are likely done. And then on the other side.
But before you go to the other side, okay. I got one last thing.
Right?
8,745 days and counting. Keep going.
Yep.
Cue the funeral march.
That banner's going to go through some work in the next few years.
I can imagine it just being like a big thick block of just repeated layers of paint that we keep putting on it.
I think what he needs to do is like just, you know, put in some like Velcro.
That's what I suggested.
So you can just Velcro the current numbers onto there. Because he's going to have to keep changing it.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to have to keep changing it. Pardon me. Kind of drowning here a little bit, but I'm okay. Right.
Okay, and then on the other side, at BC outlasted Calgary 41-30. So they're going on to play Winnipeg this coming Saturday. Again, we're playing Montreal again.
You know something? I've never encountered a dipshit Montreal fan.
No?
Whenever they come here, they are like the nicest out of the CFL fan base. We all know that Bomber fans and dipshit Bomber and dipshit Ticat fans are dime a dozen. I've encountered one or two Rider fans. I've encountered one or two Ottawa fans. But I've never encountered a dipshit Als fan. I mean, they come here, they behave, and they party. What more do you want out of them?
Yeah. And we got about 4,000 or 5,000 seats left for them.
Don't buy them. Yes.
Well, the... And we are, the Argos are actually nearing a sellout, including the Upper East Side.
And with today's news that came earlier, I have a feeling that it's going to happen. Because we have one hell of a halftime show.
Absolutely. And well, you know what? Since you brought it up, Doug, let everybody know if they haven't heard already.
If you have not heard, halftime at the East Final, which is on Saturday, November the 11th, 3 p.m. at BMO Field, the Trues will be playing at halftime. They are a great, great band.
Absolutely. I've already had people who, in my life, who were not football fans reach out to me and be jealous.
Lucky. Get to see a Trues concert? He's like, well, no, maybe one or two songs.
I get, you know, about four, but usually it's about, you know, five song medley, you know. And then we also, you know, the following week, we also get to see Green Day, too. Mm. So, you know, both 15-year-old me and 25-year-old me is super excited. Amen. I remember the Trues when they were on 97.7's Rock Search.
Yes, that's how I encountered. That was my first encounter with them as well.
In 2002, I believe it was.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought they were great back then.
Yeah. And
they're still great. And they're still great now.
Absolutely. And they just keep putting out banger after banger after banger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at this chart, this seating chart here.
Oh, a live look at the Ticketmaster seating chart with Mr. Clay Chisholm.
Live look. And I'm just trying to figure out. So they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 rows left to release. A couple sections look like they have about 10 or 12. But in the center sections, we're halfway up. And a little bit further. These sections hold about 30 rows.
Wow.
And we're looking at about 10 or so on average rows left. So if you're doing the math, we're probably looking at about, based on what we see here, probably about 3,000 to 4,000 seats left. Rough math, rough estimate.
With, let's see, three full days to go before the game, plus walk-ups day of.
Yep.
But if I were everybody, I would not be walking up. I would be getting tickets now.
Oh hell, Dave Naylor is going with a bunch of friends too, so. I mean, Dave Naylor went and they all of a sudden realized, like, oh, crap, I got to get my tickets. Otherwise, I'm not going to get to sit anywhere I want to sit.
Exactly. So exactly. So if you're on the fence about going, don't be. Come to the game.
It is going to be loud.
Exactly. It's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. And it's more than likely going to be an Argo win. Actually, not more than likely. It will be an Argo win.
And then there will be lots of Grey Cup tickets for us Argo fans to snap up if you haven't already got yours. But yeah, I've been looking at the seating chart every week or every day. And like literally seeing, you know, like all the seats that we offer up in a regular season game are gone. I haven't seen that before.
Huh. You're gonna have to wait in line for the bathrooms.
I am okay with that.
I know there's gonna be people probably gonna be a little miffed because they're gonna have to wait in line to actually go get a beer. or two or five. But you know what? To me, that is a good problem to have.
Yeah. That is a great problem to have. That means you're filling the goddamn stands. That means you got to hire more people for game days. It means you got to set up more beer stands. That's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. That means you're making money.
Ching, ching.
And the other thing that, you know, if you're worried about waiting in line for beers, hit up the beer vendors walking up and down the aisles. Use the Argos app and order delivery of the beer to your seat. It works.
Not enough people take advantage of that, I feel.
No. But yeah, it's gonna be rocking.
It might be a good idea at this point.
It'd be a great idea.
Can you imagine, Clay, the beer guy coming into our section? if we all just said, fuck it, let's order beers online. They're gonna have to get a forklift or something.
Oh.
Or some sort of vehicle in order to transport all the beer down.
That would be a lot of beer. Everybody ordering two. the smart person goes in, gets in line for a beer. Right before he's about to get to the counter, orders his two beers on the app, orders his two beers at the stand, walks back to his seat. He's got two beers to drink, tells other two beers come.
I have a feeling we're now at this point giving some of our other friends pointers.
I have a feeling that Finn has already mastered the make sure I've got four beers at all times, but now he's taking additional notes going, shit, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's going to be great. Go to argonauts.ca. You look under the, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to take a quick look here.
Argonauts.ca/tickets.
If you hover over tickets, there's a link that goes right to the playoff CFL Eastern Final. Click on that. Yep. That's how you get them.
Or if you go argonauts.ca/tickets, it's right smack dab in the middle on the top. It's the second one down if you're on a phone. 2023 playoffs CFL Eastern Final.
Yep, that's what you want, and that's what we're gonna get. Let's go. Let's get the cup. Let's get more titles than Ric Flair. Damn it.
Woo.
Woo.
I was not ready for the woo. So.
Yeah, I could tell.
I haven't been ready for a lot of things today. So.
we've been off the ball in this one.
Yeah. Well. Now in this game, I mean, like. Do we even need to sit back and go, okay, what do we need to do to win this game? No, we just need to rehash the same thing we've said every time. Play our game. Get after the quarterback.
And with Montreal, that is very doable.
Very, very doable.
Considering their O-line's been shit this year, and they still got this far.
Yeah,
which is
and it looks like the only guy who hasn't been with us who's been with us all year that's not going to be with us for this game is Daniel Adetobo Boye. He didn't practice today. And he's got that high ankle sprain that he's dealing with. But
give him another week. He'll probably be playing in the Grey Cup. I hope.
But everybody else.
I know high ankle sprains are usually pretty tricky. So all we can do is hope for the best.
Yeah. But yeah, and everybody else has been a full participant of practice. Nice to see.
Even Roberts and Daniels.
Shut up, really? I missed that.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
What? I missed that in the report. That's amazing.
Roberts and Daniels. I mean the guys, like, obviously the sixth game has expired, right? So you've got Maurice Carnell, who's not practicing. Curly Gittens Jr. is still done. Reja Johnson, Daniel Kwamu, and then we've got Enoch Mwamba, and those are all the guys we're expecting that are not going to be playing for the remainder of the year. But everybody else is back, full practice. Well, Robert Priester was limited with a groin, and Tiggy Sanko was limited with a hamstring, but
still, that warms my heart to see Robertson Daniel as a full participant, because I know I still think that if he didn't get hurt, I would have made him my MODP.
Oh, he was on pace for a historic season for a DB.
Yeah, so. So yeah, like I said, that makes me really, really happy.
Mm-hmm. So likely some of these guys are going to be healthy scratches, but we're going to probably see the most firepower this team has had all season.
I know this is only audio, but I have got a very big smile on my face.
Yep.
And everyone who knows me knows I only smile once a year.
That's because you're a Grinch, you grumpy bastard, yeah.
Yes, but he will smile on November 19th.
I'll smile on November 16th once this exam is finished.
he'll be smiling on the 11th when he's in a warm tent.
You may smile a couple times this year, Will.
Yeah.
You've got an Eastern final, a heater that's got your name on it at the tailgate. And then we've got a Grey Cup to win, and you've got an exam to finish. You're going to smile a lot this month.
Yeah.
you're going to have your quota all set up, and you know, everything's going to be bonus. So when it's done, you can just keep that in your back pocket. Say, look, I smiled 3 times last month. I'm good. Yes, I thank you for the Christmas presents. I'm still not going to smile.
I don't get Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah.
Hanukkah presents.
God damn it.
That's just the kids thing, actually.
Okay, well, fine.
See, there's the grumpy bastard we all know and love.
It's like we're supposed to make the kids feel better because the other kids get Christmas presents, so we give them Hanukkah presents.
Ah. Well, that makes sense.
And the motto of the holiday, basically, is they tried to kill us, we won, let's eat.
Good reason to eat. I guess the next thing we can talk about is, holy crap, the Argos have a lot of all-stars. 4. I can pull up. Let's see here. Wait. Before we move on, I'm going to pull up a couple articles here from the CFL. So we got 3 stats that could loom large in the Eastern Final. First one, 19 sacks allowed. The Argos have only allowed 19 sacks in the last 18 games. The second best team were the Blue Bombers, and they allowed 14 more sacks.
14 more sacks.
Yeah. Montreal is going to probably test them, but we keep our quarterback clean.
Yeah. Sean Lemon revenge tour. That's my main point of anxiety.
Well. Sean Lemon can get after the quarterback all he wants. He's not going to get there. You know, they're touting a 5-sack performance against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It was the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Exactly. Their front five is as ancient as dust.
And then the next stat they have on here is zero receiving yards. Touting that Montreal was able to hold Tim White to zero receiving yards on 3 targets in the semifinal. That's fine. You got to realize that if you're out there and you're eligible to catch a pass, Chad Kelly is going to find you.
Whether it's Tavares Daniels, DeMonte Coxey, Cam Phillips,
Dejon Brissett,
David Ungerer. He loves to spread that ball around. He's got a knack for finding the open guy.
So if you think you can key on one of our receivers,
that's fine. We'll pass to the other 4 that are open.
Yeah. And they're between these two teams. There are 92 turnovers forced. 92. The Argos have forced 54 turnovers this year. And Montreal has forced 48.
They have a good defense over there.
I think that's going to be a key stat to look at.
Yeah.
That is going to be the true key stat.
Now I can only imagine where our numbers would be if we weren't resting people. And Robertson Daniel had been healthy all year.
Sean Amos.
Yeah. Sean Amos. We just seem to be finding guy after guy after guy after guy that can walk in here. And I swear to God, I think I have called them all out, and then they all of a sudden are turned into monsters.
and we all shut the fuck up. It's like, okay, we'll shut up now.
I think
that's the key. When a player proves us wrong, that makes me happy, because I know they're better and we get to eat crow. So it's doesn't happen very often, but well, this year it has, but I mean, normally it doesn't happen very often.
Yep. And let's see. And then the other article we can glaze over a little bit. It's three storylines to watch in the Eastern Final.
Ah.
So the first one that they're going to bring up is Swag Kelly.
Swag!
I mean, all eyes are going to be on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not? And then the other one is defense wins championships. Now, they're trying to paint this in a Montreal light, but Toronto's defense, when they decide to shut you down, you literally don't move. That's pretty much it. And then when they decide, okay, yeah, we need to score again. Hey, guess what? Our defense scores too. And then the last storyline that they're touting is Andrew Harris in his fourth straight. He's in looking for his fourth straight Grey Cup.
Wait, repeat that again?
Fourth straight Grey Cup.
Andrew Harris is returning from injury to play in a division final game again. And when the Argos win, this will be his fourth straight Grey Cup in a row.
Damn!
And when they win, it will be his fourth straight victory.
Let's go.
Suck on that, Jagera Davis.
Let's go. That is actually a fantastic stat right there. I mean, I know some people, especially those who wear green, are kind of pissed at Andrew Harris, but you know what? He effectively turned face to join us.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be mad at him. Be mad at your neighbor who you're really pissed at. Because I know we're pissed at him too. Mainly because now Toronto Argonaut fans have two rent-free properties.
Yeah. I don't know why Winnipeg just seems to get their panties in a bunch whenever we do anything good.
It's a little brother syndrome. But the difference is they're like, we could drive for a day and a half and still not even hit their city.
That's a good point. But the only thing they have on us is
mosquitoes?
No, they got
stabbings.
We got Toronto. We can probably find stabbings. We just don't report them. They've got Save on Foods.
Oh, God.
That's about it. They can participate.
And who owns Save on Foods?
Yeah, Sobeys.
And where's their headquarters?
Out east. And who is the only one in the Safeway Sobeys family that's not participating in that?
That annoying girl.
Sobeys. Since we don't have any Safeways out here.
I don't think we've had Safeways out here in decades.
We ever had a Safeway out here?
I think they've had some Safeways as far as Thunder Bay.
Yeah, but
I don't know if they still have one there or not. But yeah, they haven't. There has not been a Safeway anywhere in the GTA, at least, since pre-1990, because that's when I moved to Ontario. And there weren't no Safeway here then.
Yeah, one at Richmond, BC.
Yep.
that I've been to. But Savon Foods really needs to get rid of the girl. Very condescending to her family members.
She's a coach.
Whatever. Week 12.
And then I've got a little bit of bulletin board material for the Argos DB room. On the head-to-head matchup done by Marshall Ferguson, he gives the edge and the defensive backs to Montreal.
Well, the Argos did give up a lot of yards through the air.
His last line and talks about the Alouettes. 22 times this season. Yeah, he does mention the fact that he looks forward to this being bulletin board material in his last line there. Every other facet, he gives the edge to Toronto. Quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, return game, kicking game.
That's another thing. Javon Lee could get another return touchdown as well.
Yeah.
That's very likely.
He's due. He hasn't done that for a while.
I'll bet he's going to get one now that the season's over and the pressure's off for him to break the record.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's annoying.
All right. Fantasy picks are done for the year.
Yeah, I.
So we just got the pick'em to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start with the West final. BC is in Winnipeg, the 13-6 BC Lions, facing the 14-4 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Blue Bombers are currently 4.5-point favorites on FanDuel.
Killing me to pick Winnipeg, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is. I think I'm going to have to pick Winnipeg, though, and I'll take the points.
I'm picking BC. I'm picking BC just because I think they're due.
Yeah, all right.
And not only that, I think I picked a Toronto BC Grey Cup at the beginning of the year anyway.
All right. Well, if anybody who's has listened to and can remember that, let us know. Because, yeah, I really don't.
You don't remember?
I don't remember. And I'm probably not going to go back.
Well, to be quite honest, it's not going to take a lot of research because we haven't done a lot of episodes this year.
No, unfortunately not. We'll get better at this. Will. All right. And the East final. The Argos opened up at 9.5-point favorites. We're now 10.5-point favorites.
I really not. We all know who we're picking.
Yeah. I'm trying to decide if I'm picking them plus the points or not.
I'm gonna go not the points on this one.
I don't want a stressful game like last year.
You want it to be done and dusted in like the third quarter, don't you?
Something like that.
He wants it to be done before halftime. Yeah. I'm going to take the points. Toronto plus points.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know Montreal's played us pretty tight so far this season, but I think our defense is going to make a major statement.
You're gonna put us to work, aren't you, Clay?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Dude, I want to cheer for so many touchdowns that I lose my voice by the third quarter.
You're going to make us blow our streamer. Well, you know what? We have a fair bit of streamers left. We're probably going to just blow them all. So,
well,
we better friggin' use them.
Yeah.
I
may have to purchase some streamers too.
Oh, yeah. Call to arms, folks. Call to arms. If you're sitting in the South End Zone, bring streamers. I want to make the cleanup crew really hate us by the end of the game. Bring streamers if you're sitting in the South End Zone.
Let's make them ban really thin paper.
No, don't. I don't want them to, I don't want them to ban it. Shit, they've banned enough out of us already. Bring streamers, just don't throw them at the players. It'd be nice if I could just walk out of there looking like a mummy. That'd be awesome.
You know, it'd be really cool if we were able to bring those streamer cannons that they used to have in Ring of Honor.
Streamer cannons.
Yeah, when the Young Bucks come to the ring, when they're doing their super kick party gimmick.
And the streamers just shoot.
They do it all the time in Japan too.
Oh, okay. I know which ones you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Like the air powered thing that's got the streamers in it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm not sure they'd allow the gun in though.
We'd have to set it up somewhere like we'd have to set it up like away from the field, like. Set it up like section 111 or 112 or something, like in that corner, because there's no way we're going to get it in the other corner, because that's the visitor's tunnel.
How about we just get somebody from each section in the end zone in the first row to have one and just let them go. You know how the Argos will purposely score in that end zone just so that they can be showered in streamers. Tell me I'm lying.
I don't think you are. I honestly don't think you are.
Because, goddamn it. Hell,
some
man.
I know some of them listen to. I'm pretty sure some of them listen to the show, and I don't. And I honestly think they do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, bad enough I've already spent $400 on merch this year, which is the most I've spent on Argo merch in an awful long time.
Gone up.
Now we need to buy streamer cannons. We need to get sponsors, man. More sponsors. More sponsors and more sponsors.
I'd be getting streamers into the stadium.
We get them in all the time, dude.
No, the cannon part.
Oh, the cannon part. Yeah. Well, we'd have to pre-clear it.
Yeah.
Let's settle for smoke bombs if we can't do that. No pyro, no party.
Yeah. So yeah. All right. Let's go to the All-Stars now.
I have them committed.
Weren't we supposed to do that long before?
Yes.
I have them committed to memory. There were 14 Argos.
Yep.
Out with them. Let's go.
AJ Willett, Tavares Daniels, DeMonte Coxey, Ryan Hunter, Dejon Allen, Darius Sorokin, Lauren Orlamaralade, Quinton McManus, Adarius Pickett, Quantes Diggers, Robertson Daniel, Boris Beattie, Devon Leak.
That's a lot. So we're looking at
14 of the 27.
Yeah.
Voices.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
When you go 1-0 16 times, get some good. You get a lot of.
A lot of All-Stars, yeah.
We've gone 1-0 16 times. We need to go 1-0 18 times.
Two more times. Yep. Two more times.
Yeah, 18 times.
Yeah.
And we're also up for a bunch of awards.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Kelly's been nominated for MOP. He's going up against Brady Oliveira. Defensive Player of the Year, Adarius Pickett, going up against Matthew Betts. We let somebody else have the Canadian. That's Marc-Antoine Dubois from Montreal going up against Brady Oliveira. Outstanding Offensive Lineman, Dejon Allen against Jamarcus Hardrick. Special Teams Player, Javon Leak against Sean White.
White.
Rookie, Quantez Stiggers against Kai Gray. Another one of those guys, Quantez Stiggers, another one of those guys that made me eat crow. Not shocking, Ryan Dinwiddie for Coach of the Year up against Mike O'Shea for the third year in a row.
Maybe Ryan will actually win this time.
He goddamn well better. I would love to know if anybody votes Mike O'Shea over Ryan Dinwiddie. I want to know why they're wrong.
Because they will be wrong.
Yeah. And
because Coach of the Year belongs to Ryan Dinwiddie. Full stop. No question.
Mm-hmm. And I could seriously see us walking away with several of these. I mean, I may be slightly biased.
No, I never would have guessed.
But Quantez Stiggers starting out of the gate and being an All-Star as your Rookie of the Year over Kai Gray. I think he's had a much better year than Kai Gray. Javon Leak and Sean White are that's going to be low key a tough one.
Because I know someone in the media has been pumping Sean White's tires.
Yeah, he's also,
Derek Taylor, that's his name. Sorry, I forgot his name for a second.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay, and quietly, Sean White is actually having a better record, or has had a better season than Justin Medlock did in any of the seasons. That's why that's going to be tough.
Mm.
Javon Leak had the best return year out of any Argonaut ever. And that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Dejon Allen, Jamarcus Hardrick.
If we're being honest, you just got to take a look at the sack stats.
Yeah.
The sacks allowed, and Dejon Allen and his line straight up better than Hardrick and his line. So,
yep,
that should go his way.
Should, yes, but Jamarcus Hardrick does come with that Winnipeg offensive line that seems to dominate that award. Then we've got Defensive Player of the Year Matthew Betts for BC, who set a record for a Canadian for sacks, and a Darius Pickett, who did just about anything that was asked of him.
That's going to be a tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
that's a tough one because, I mean, Matthew Betts had a phenomenal season.
Yeah,
I think Betts is going to get it because because Oliveira bumped him out of the Canadian.
Spot. Yeah. And then you've got Oliveira and Chad Kelly for MOP.
Yeah, I think Oliveira gets that too.
I think Oliveira gets this one as well. If this were MVP, it would be Chad.
Swag all day. All day.
They would have already mailed him the trophy.
I mean, I think of it this way. Should Chad Kelly win the MOP? Yes. Will he win the MOP? No.
Is he going to win several others in his CFL career?
Definitely. Yes.
So, yeah. Let Brady have his moment in the sun. Chad's going to be hoisting his second Grey Cup in a row, so.
More titles than Ric Flair.
Woo!
How's that? That's a better one.
All right. Doug, it's your time to shine. It's a 3-minute warning.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out. Is this thing on?
Yeah.
Are you hearing it?
All right, well, the last time, did we go over me experiencing Regina last time?
Yes.
We did? Oh, okay.
Think. Wait. I don't know. Let's go over it again.
What?
All right. You experienced Regina. Yes. We didn't.
I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we talked about you experiencing Regina.
Yeah, because let's see. The game was what? Yeah, because, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were talking before that. Because I was on afternoons the last 2 weeks. So, yes, we didn't talk about me experiencing Regina. So, I had a good time. When I got there, it kind of reminded me. It reminded me of the city of Cambridge if they built a 30,000-seat stadium in Galt.
All right.
Where it's got like the significant downtown part of it, but there's a lot of it everywhere else. If that makes any sense, like if you've ever visited the city of Cambridge, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you have the one road where everything you have Hespel Road, which pretty much everything is on it. And then you've got a river with Preston on one side, and then above the highway you then have the village of Hespler. That's what Regina reminds me of, and that's not a bad thing. But yeah, I had a fantastic time there. They have a phenomenal stadium. Like, I was really impressed with it. I was really impressed with the stadium. I was really impressed with the famed Ryder store as well. Although I did not see the plate of sick with the Ryder logo on it. There was a whole bunch of other things in there that were really, really interesting.
Yeah, you know what? That Ryder store is... It's nice and new and shiny and big, but the old Ryder store at old Mosaic Stadium Taylor Field was one of those ones where you walk in and you know it's they've added on like three or four times. They just, you know, you just keep walking. Okay, nope, there's a ramp going to here. There's, you know, this section over here that's new. You know, that kind of felt more Regina to me than the brand new one. But they did have a shit ton in there.
Hmm. Yeah, they had a shit ton of stuff in this one. Like, I really liked the Rider logo stylized as a watermelon on like the big fan chains that you see. That actually was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought, you know what, if they ever have a Mardi Gras night, that would feature in my wardrobe for a Rider's Mardi Gras night.
Yeah, that would work.
So there was that, and then like there was the party in the park as well.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't bad. I mean, it was comparable to the shipyard, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. They're all those things when it's the team run, they're all kind of more or less the same. You're gonna have fun, but you know it's manufactured.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's not like us. I mean, I know it was the last game of the season. I know the Riders had a disappointing year. I hope to come back when the team is, I hate to put this, a little more competitive. Even though they did bring the heat in this one, in that game. But when I mean more competitive, I mean with a better win-loss record. You know what I mean? So, and hopefully not prolapse in the second half of the season like they did with this one. But what really kind of shocked me was after the game, because we had an after party at the Victoria Tavern, and it was 10 o'clock at night, and on the main street, Victoria Avenue, we could have played road hockey for 3 hours before a car came along. So that's another reason why it reminded me of Cambridge. Because it dies at 10 o'clock too.
Not much buzz in the town after dark.
Clearly not.
No,
or maybe buzz of a different perception, but.
In their defense, there's probably several other times during the day you could do that as well.
Oh, perhaps. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it wasn't really shocking for me to see that.
No.
But I mean, like I said, I mean, the bar was fantastic. The whole experience of the Rider game was fantastic. And I had a great time meeting a lot of awesome Rider fans, and I can't wait to go back to do it all over again.
All right, what else we got?
Also apparently Winter McManus went to a Leaf game.
Oh.
That was on Instagram. And
what did Winton McManus think of hockey?
I think he had a good time.
I don't see that man going out anywhere and not having a good time.
I mean, I really like the 93 jersey that he had on.
Ah, somebody got in his ear before he went.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think he all right. Yeah. That's good.
Did you just see it or did you?
I'm just pulling it up right now.
You're pulling it up right now.
Did he have the toothpick?
Oh, yeah. In the toque, no less.
Yeah. Yeah. And they had a camera on him the whole time. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's the best part. They had a camera on him the whole time.
The McManus cam.
Yep. Enjoying some Skittles.
who, Who doesn't enjoy Skittles?
Yeah, you look like you had a good time. Couldn't follow the puck, but...
Eh.
Offering people Skittles?
If Whit McManus offered me Skittles, I'd take them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man, he has a... I don't think there's anything he wouldn't have a good time at. I wouldn't be surprised if at the CFL Player Awards he's up on stage dancing with Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Sure wasn't.
All right. And are we taking our trip out to Kazakhstan?
Of course we are.
Only if we can read it in Kazakh.
If you want to lead off with that, Will, I'd like to hear you speak Kazakh.
Well, if the Google Translate can get it out of the Cyrillic, that's the issue there.
And you have to get it out of the Cyrillic and spell it phonetically.
Mm.
That's the only way you're getting that.
Yeah. So where are you starting, Doug?
Because
I have my favorite of the week.
Well, you go ahead with yours first.
Okay.
I'm still looking for mine.
This is actually a reply. And it was actually happened before the games. Chris Murphy of the Weather Network reached out to Mike Hogan on X and said, "Dear Mr. Mike Hogan Argos, I write you a conflicted man. As an Argos fan, I find myself in an uncomfortable situation of rooting for the Ticats in the East Semi. Is there a cure for this ailment? Please advise. Sincerely, the Weatherman." And Anton, as only Anton can, responded with, "Drink goat's milk and vodka. You feel good, go Argos." And then Mike Hogan proceeded to reply with a little kid milking a goat.
good old Hoagie. I hope he's feeling better, by the way. Because he was sick for a little bit, so I hope he's feeling better.
And the other thing that I have just now noticed, Go Argos it transcends language, because in Kazakh, it's still Go Argos. In English, it's Go Argos. If that doesn't tell you anything, we transcend languages.
The Toronto Argonauts, a truly international team.
Take that, Randy Ambrosi.
Okay, so all right, so here's mine, and I know that this is a nice little broadside shot, and I love it. So keep in mind, this was back almost 2 weeks ago. It was when the Bombers put out their lineup for the regular season finale, and good friend Anton put, "So I need to understand Canadian customs. Winnipeg is playing backups, so they have to poop on the chicken?" and he tagged Doug Brown on that.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I like that one.
So, Yeah, and then he's been using a lot of memes lately.
Yeah, he's been using a lot of GIFs, so you can't really. So, yeah. Oh, he does have. He did have one more. Here we go. Here's one. This is back on Halloween. So, he puts, what does AJ do on his weekend? He does the usual. Lifts 1,000 pounds, rescues babies, retrieves cats from trees, drinks goat's milk. I hope he doesn't struggle. We need him safe and sound. That right there is inspiring as hell.
That feels like it needs to be on a t-shirt.
In Kazakh. So that way nobody understands what the hell you got in your shirt. As a matter of fact, I think people would be more pissed off because they would think it's Russian.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Anything else you got?
No, I think that's it. And you just gotta get ready for the big game now.
Yep.
So sunrise tailgate, folks.
Yes.
It'll be the seventh day in a row I'm waking up at 4 a.m.
Well, you know.
Well, at least that time it'll be worth it.
Well, they did pay you.
Yeah,
for
true.
A couple of those times, so yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know. But I want full. But I'd rather do football.
Yeah. All right, I guess that does it for the Argos Fancast this week. Will, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at ArgoFans or at www.argofans.com.
He meant X, Elon. Doug, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter or X or whatever the hell he's going to call it next. Whatever bankrupt thing it's going to be at some point. You can find me there on Threads too, DougB519. You can find the Double Blue Order tossing streamers onto the BMO Field end zone from Section 116. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and also Twitter /X/ whatever the hell it's called. We also have, and also I should remind you guys, if you haven't already, go check out the Toronto Argonauts subreddit. We actually have 3,400 members on that subreddit. So, and we got a lot of fun stuff there, so go check that out. That's on reddit.com/r/Argonauts. And also the DBO as a merch store. A couple things on there if you're interested. DoubleBlueOrder.ca.
And you can find me at All Kinds of Clay on the various social media machines. You can find us at Argos Fancast or anywhere you find your friend in the neighborhood podcast. Just search Argos Fancast. That does it for the Argos Fancast this week. Please join us next week when we're previewing the Argos' second straight Grey Cup. Go Argos.
Go Argos.
Go Argos.